I'd like to look at a few verses this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." I was thinking about this verse. I was thinking about how the devil is an adversary to us. We don't see him with our natural eyes, as we don't see God with our natural eyes either. But he's very real. He's alive. There's a power. And this scripture is encouraging us to be sober, to be vigilant, to watch, to keep our eye out for the adversary and his working. Now, I want to say this morning that the devil is very, very sly. Sometimes we can be under his influence and not really realize it. Sometimes he can be working in our mind and spirit, and we don't really maybe know it's him for a while or recognize that it's him. But the scripture is challenging us to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Now, there's another verse that mentions this resisting. James, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." I was thinking about this verse, "Draw nigh to God," has always been an encouragement and a blessing to me, because it lets me know that if I make effort towards God, if I seek Him, that He's going to counter the moves. He's going to be seeking me also. But amidst all of that, we still got to resist the enemy. We still have to resist his power that he has. He does have power. It's not greater than God's power, but he does have power in the world today. He has great power in the world today, great influence in the world today. But we can draw nigh to God, we can submit ourselves to God, but there's still a place that we've got to resist, oppose. When I think about resist, it's oppose the things that the enemy is trying to work in my mind or in my heart, the thoughts that he's trying to plant there. We've got to resist his working and his power. If we're not diligent, sometimes we'll find ourselves under his spell. I guess I confess I've found myself under Satan's power more times than I'd like to think. But the devil, he comes against, he's an opposer. Another place in Revelations, it talks about Revelations 12. It says, I'll start at verse 7. It says, "There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." That's a lot of power. It says he deceiveth the whole world. "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. and they love not their lives unto the death. Now, my lesson this morning is not in Revelation, but I want to recognize the power that Satan has. I want us to recognize he is accuser of the brethren. He accuses the people of God, and it says, which accuse them before our God day and night. It sounds like he's a relentless foe, but he has a way of bringing doubt. He has a way of working unbelief. He has a way, there's so many different things that came to my mind. Confusion. You know that the devil wants to bring us into a place of confusion. When we're confused, we're in trouble. If the devil can becloud our minds and we get in a confused state where we don't know where left or right, up and down is, spiritually speaking, he's going to take advantage of us, and it's going to affect other people also. Uncertainty. He wants to sow uncertainty. He wants to bring us into depression, instability, a place of darkness. He wants to oppress our mind and our spirit and sometimes our body. Now, I remember hearing people testify before of God healing them and being delivered from their affliction, and then days later, symptoms start to come back. And they had to resist, they had to fight against, they had to rebuke. And that's what they felt like. Their testimony was the devil was trying to steal what God had done for them. But the enemy wants to oppress our mind and our spirit. He wants us to be in a place of questioning, a place of accusations, deception. He said he deceiveth the whole world. The devil is a master at all those things. And I believe one scripture talked about him becoming as an angel of light. The devil can use scripture. We know that from Jesus' temptation, the devil quoted scripture to Jesus. So the enemy can quote scriptures to us. But the thing about the working of the enemy, it seems like it's like a cloud. It's like something that is hanging over us and depressing and causing us to be discouraged or be discontent or be not really enjoying what God has for us. There's another scripture in John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, the enemy is trying to steal our victory. He's trying to steal our peace, our joy. He's trying to steal anything that we'll let him take. He'll take it. And that's why we've got to resist the powers of darkness. I mean, sometimes it's just, it's hard to realize that, you know, I've had times that I've come and it's like, that's the devil. That's the devil that's been coming against my spirit and my soul. And Lord, help us today to be sober, to be watchful, to be on our guard, because the devil, our adversary, is seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to oppress the people of God. He's trying to take away those things, destabilize us in our spiritual walk, in our life. He'll cause us to begin to question. I've had the enemy, I know the Lord saved me. I know the Lord made a change in me. I know the Lord dealt with me. But I've had the devil contend with that. I've had the devil say, well, maybe you're wrong. Maybe it didn't happen quite like... The devil wants us to question everything that God does. He opposes us. One place it talked about when the sons of God came together to present themselves before the Lord, Satan was there. Satan was right there to accuse, pervert, to destroy, to keep people in darkness and under guilt and accusations. under despair. I remember in Pilgrim's Progress him talking about giant despair, and I was thinking about that again lately. And if I'm not mistaken, Pilgrim got off of the path a little bit. He took a path that was going in the same direction, but it just looked a little greener. It looked a little nicer traveling. But I want to say this morning, I don't know if we really have to get off the path to end up in giant despair. I think we can be doing the right things, making right decisions and choices, and the devil still come against our mind and our spirit. But giant despair, Christian was thrown into a dungeon, and giant despair came down every day to beat him unmercifully. And I believe, if I remember the story correctly, there were bones around Christian from other Christians, from other people that didn't make it. There were bones there. And the devil, giant despair, would come down every day to beat him. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in Doubting Castle? Have you ever been under that torment of mind and heart and spirit? I believe most of us have been there before, maybe several times, maybe many times. The oppression that he can oppress a person's mind with, a person's spirit with, is terrible. That's not God. That's not the Lord. That's not how the Lord works. We heard in Sunday school this morning about the woman that was found in adultery and how Jesus gave her hope. He didn't condemn her. He told her to go and sin no more. He said, I don't condemn you either. He gave her hope. And I believe that's the way God works with people today. He corrects. He'll be there to talk to us. But it's not in that place that brings destabilization, depression, confusion, fears, and doubts. That's the enemy. That's how the enemy works. When the children of Israel in Egypt, they were in Egypt, the taskmasters oppressed the people. Jesus doesn't oppress his people. I read there in John, or quoted in John, how he came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. And I believe the Lord this morning wants us to enjoy our relationship with Him. He wants us to enjoy our salvation. And I believe we can if we resist the devil. The devil, if we'll let him, he'll take our peace. He'll take our comfort, our joy, the things that God wants us to have and to enjoy life abundantly. And he'll steal those very things sometimes very gradually, very slowly, where it's hard to really recognize that where we're at spiritually. I think about our wounds too in life that we get, and especially in our younger years, things that happen, wounds happen, things that happen that shouldn't have happened, and the devil likes to insert his lies into people's hearts and minds. He likes to infect those wounds. You know, those wounds are real. Those hurts are real, but the enemy of our souls like to infect those wounds with his lies, and we've got to resist the lies of the devil. You know, sometimes it's a feeling that God doesn't love me, that God doesn't care for me, and sometimes it's going to appear almost a reality. Sometimes it's going to seem so real. Sometimes it seems like God is so far off. Sometimes it feels like God is not hearing my prayer, is not answering prayer. Sometimes the thoughts will present itself, God, you know, he helps other people, but you're just kind of, you get what's left over, you're at the bottom, you're second rate, you're really not worthy. The devil has all kinds of lies that people labor under through life. Can spend their entire lives laboring under those lies, those feelings, those oppressions, those fears, those doubts. And I'm thankful today that God has a place of victory for us. He conquered Satan and through his power. This scripture, one of these scriptures here, he mentioned, and it said in verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You know, our testimony is important. And I want to tell you, the devil wants to shut that down also. He would like to shut us all down to where we can't, you know, we don't always feel like we're on the mountaintop. We don't always feel like we've got great victory. But sometimes just a little testimony, just I thank the Lord for the help that's coming my way. Just a small stand, a small resistance. He said, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. If you resist him, he will flee from you. And I believe the Lord wants us to have greater resistance in our hearts and our lives against his darkness, his clouds, his unbelief, those things that he wants to, questionings that he brings to this. And I know he did that with Jesus, with that little word, if. He said, if you be the Son of God, if. That little word, if. He's the same today. He tries to insert those ifs. Well, you know, if you were where you were supposed to be spiritually, this wouldn't have happened to you. If. Anything to cause unrest, anything to cause question and doubt and fear. But we want to resist that working when we recognize we want to resist the lies of Satan. I believe the Lord this morning that God loves his people. He loves every one of them. Each one of us, from the greatest to the least, he loves every one of his children. He wants every one of them to make heaven their home. And we want to resist the enemy this morning of our souls that would hinder us. I remember a testimony one time. I don't remember who said it, but they were driving down the road in the car, and the enemy was just in the car with them. I've had that happen. It's just like there's another voice talking to your mind there. And it's so real. And this kept going on and on. Finally, the brother got out of the car. He pulled over and stopped and opened the door. He said, get out of here. Get out of here, Satan. You know, we've got to do that. We've got to make bold moves. I'm not accepting this train of thought. If it's causing me to lose my peace, if it's causing me to lose my joy, my relationship with God, where I'm not enjoying my communion with God, something's wrong. And we want to resist those powers and those workings of the enemy that he brings above us. There's also a scripture, Ephesians 6:10. He mentions, he's talking about the armor of God. Lord, help us today to be fully armed. Help us to be fully armed, fully prepared, fully ready. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, he said, 10th verse, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strengthened in God, in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's where that word wiles, I was thinking in my seat. I know there's a scripture that talks about wiles. The wiles of the devil, would that be considered his tricks? His schemes, and other places said, be not ignorant of his devices, of his plans, of his schemes, his tricks. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Well, we're in an evil day. We're in an evil time. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And that's how we fight the devil, isn't it? With truth. When we feel like God doesn't love us, we say, I know God loves us. Regardless of how I feel, regardless of the circumstances that I'm in, regardless of the things that are coming against us, we stand with truth. We fight the enemy with truth. Because the Scriptures, God is not a liar. The devil's a liar. Satan's a liar. Said he was a liar from the beginning. The truth wasn't in him. There's no truth in him. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. But the truth, we believe, regardless, standing on truth, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what I'm thinking, God loves me. I'm holding to that. And that's how Pilgrim finally got out of Doubting Castle, was the key of promise. He held on to the promise of God that unlocked the door for him and that gave him life. There's another thing that he brings out in that series, that giant despair could not take Christian's life. He couldn't do it. He didn't have the power to destroy life. But he gets people in a place to where they commit spiritual suicide. It gets so dark, it gets so hopeless, it gets so, they see no way out, that finally, I can't go on, I quit. That's spiritual suicide. Lord, help us not to ever commit spiritual suicide. It's all the working of Satan. And you know, it's surprising to me how great, how impregnable the walls of Doubting Castle might look in just a short time of resistance. Just a short resistance, it can turn that whole thing around just like that in just a short time, to a life of victory, to a life of faith, to a life of hope from the darkness and depression and the thing that Satan has. He said, "And your feet, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, being prepared to share the gospel, having the gospel working in our hearts and our minds, the preparation of the gospel of peace, having something from the Lord, having some scriptures working in our heart, in our mind." In verse 16 he says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." A fiery dart, an accusation, something that the enemy is throwing against us. He said, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." These are some of the things that will help us to be able to stand, taking the armor of God, and above all, the shield of faith. We got a song that talks about raising the shield of faith. You know, we all have to, I think if we could see a literal shield at the end of the journey, when we can lay our armor down, if we could see the shield of faith, don't you know it's going to be something that's well worn and used. It's going to be something that has served its purpose, but it's something there that's going to, every one of us is going to have to use, the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The Lord, help us today not allow the enemy to steal from us. You know, a thief, I remember our oldest daughter, Dina, she worked at, I think it was J.C. Penney's there at the mall. And I remember when she first started, a lady came in and stole right underneath her nose. And she never even realized it happened. But that's how a thief works. A thief likes to divert your attention. He likes to catch you off guard. He likes to, I think about Jesus' temptation, he was fasting. He likes to come when we're at vulnerable times in our life, when we're at difficult times in our life, he'll come anytime, but he comes also when we're tired. He comes when we're weary. He comes when we're least expecting it. But that's the way a thief works. And Lord, help us today to be on our guard and to hold fast to those things that belong to us. Not allow the devil to steal our testimony, to steal from us anything. Our testimony is very, very important and valuable. Said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The devil doesn't like to hear testimonies. He doesn't like to hear us singing spiritual songs. He doesn't like us meditating upon the scriptures, and he'll do everything he can to combat that, to distract us, distract our attention. So Lord, this morning I'm encouraged, I'm inspired that God has our best interest at heart. He wants us to gain spiritual ground, but at the same time we've got to resist the wiles of the devil. We got to resist his working. And Lord, help us to be able to smell him before he gets too close. Help us to sense before he gets working. So I appreciate your attention this morning. Let's be encouraged in God to fight against the oppressions, the bondages that the devil wants to bring us under. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.